Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Nobody Panic! Good.
Thank you. Hello
to the 3,000 people here. We all packed in on this boat. We are currently recording live on a boat. Gordon's Gin at Gordon's Gin UK have taken over a boat up and down the Thames. It's called the Gordon's Line. It's just all about having a nice time on your commute. Just loving life, basically.
It's absolutely beautiful. We did this one last night as well. I've lived in London for 6 years. I've never, ever been on the Thames and done a river cruise.
So sad.
It's beautiful. It's unbelievable.
It's a delight. Today's episode is... I'm proud of this title.
We're going to do about 30 minutes. My mum always says, like, tell them how long they have to sit there for. So about 30 minutes. She's always like, no one wants it. But, you know, this is how long... It's going to be about 30 minutes.
Do you do that when you do your comedy?
Always.
And yeah, great.
She's like, for Debbie, this is always like, how long is it? Like that.
Brilliant.
Anyway, so about 30 minutes.
Yes, and this episode is quite nattily titled. This is Tessa. How to make the most of the 5 to 9. Do you see what she's done? Because it's 9 to 5, but it's the bit after. I'm glad I explained it.
Yeah, thank you. This one's sort of dedicated to my friend Laura.
Oh, who's in?
She's not. But she does listen. Laura did a job that she hated for a while, and was on like a 6-month contract, and it was paying well, and she couldn't really get out, but she hated it, and she kept saying to people, it's not about the 9 to 5, it's about the 5 to 9.
Yeah, baby.
So this one's for Laura. And also what she did with her 5 to 9 was
nothing.
Absolutely nothing. No, she passed the bar and now she's a lawyer.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so
what was her day job, if you don't mind me asking?
Sorry, Laura.
She was
like a telemarketeer, and she worked with a lot of very horrible women who you had to like. They were like, "Oh, hi, how was your day?" But then everyone was on like very competitive commission, and so as soon as the day began, no one would speak to you, and they would like steal your commission from you, and they would cold call people.
Oh my
very
God.
Stressful, very horrible job.
But now she's
a very happy lawyer, and she was so committed to this. Like, it's my 9 to 5. I'm sorry, wait. My 5 to 9.
Yes.
And it was about being like, I do this horrible job in the day, but then this is my time that's for me, and you can't take that away from me, and I'll use it to work out what I love and who I am.
So inspirational. Maybe I'll pass the bar. I won't even take the bar, but I'm very happy that she's taken the bar. Now, if you don't know about the podcast, at the beginning of each episode, me and Tessa will sort of report on a kind of grown-up adult thing that we've done this week, just to make ourselves feel better and make everyone else feel better about how being an adult basically is just screaming all the time, and the bar is quite low for these adult things,
yes.
Aren't they? What's yours?
I was going to say all our topics are always, if you've never heard the podcast before, they're always how-tos, and they're always how to do a grown-up thing that we wish we'd...
how to be confident.
How to
sleep properly. How to look after houseplants. That sort of vibe.
How to do the laundry. How to work out what all the things on the oven mean.
We haven't done either of those two yet. That is just Tessa's sort of burden.
Every week when Stevie says, what should we do this week? I say, those two, please.
Like, Tess, just do your laundry.
I'm like, what is the wiggly line with the light bulb on the oven? Please.
Okay.
Well, all my food is burnt. my adult thing is that I have been inspired by Greta Thunberg. our leader, our Lord and Saviour, I have been very committed to not just meat-free Mondays, but one meat a day. No.
It's like, I don't know, that's what Greta's teaching.
That's what she's saying, isn't it? It's just more meat. No, I've been really trying to do only one day a week eating meat, like I'm a sort of Victorian urchin, and it's like a treat, you know?
Oh, great. Meat for treats.
Meats for treats.
Love it.
You know, it's sort of like, we only have meat one day a week.
Amazing.
And so that's what I've been really trying to do.
How's it been going?
All right. I've been calling it, like, it's not got a catchy title, Meat-Free October.
Yeah, fair enough.
If anyone can think of anything better, do let me know. We're only on day three. I've had meat every day.
I was going to say, you had a sausage yesterday. I watched you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
But you know what? Sometimes it's the intention. Sometimes it's the intention. I think that's what Greta says. It doesn't matter what you do, it's what you say on the podcast. That's what Greta says, isn't it?
That's what Greta says, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's just the heart is here.
And also what will happen is after a while it will click in and you will get on it.
Yeah.
And we all learn through our mistakes.
Thank you.
It's okay.
What's yours?
I just went to see Hamilton.
We had to pick Stevie up at London Bridge, and she texted being like, "I'm still in Hamilton," when we were at like St. Catherine's Pier.
I'm not going to make it.
And everyone, we're like, "This is sort of a James Bond scenario where Stevie has to like run across the bridge and like jump onto the boat." And we're like, "Yeah, yeah."
I ran, and then the boat took like 7 hours to do. So it was like, I was like, "Go!" And then it was like. For ages. So the dramatic effect was somewhat diminished.
Lost, yeah. How was Hamilton?
Oh my God! Who's seen Hamilton? Yeah, like three people? Okay, great. Well, guys, you have to go. Obviously, it's not got enough press. We need to spread the word about Hamilton. It's so good. I cried so hard that my neck became wet. And it is an adult thing because it's got swearing in it and kids aren't allowed. So that shows that I am an adult. I didn't sort out the tickets or really know where it was. So, you know...
You were just taken to the theatre.
I was taken to the theatre like a child.
In the middle of the day on a Thursday afternoon.
In the middle of the day on a Thursday afternoon. Like all the grown best up. Adults, because I don't have a job. Okay. So, moving
on. It's very good.
It's very good.
Well done.
I'm very good. Yeah, good, I mean, good I didn't choice do much.
And also, did you love it?
I absolutely loved it. It's the best thing I've ever seen in my whole life. Genuinely.
I can't wait. Yeah. I've been wanting to go for so long.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Right.
I've done nothing about it, so I should really take...
adult thing, not adult thing.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So, the 5 to 9...
The 5 to 9. Yes. Okay, what do you do in your spare time, Tessa?
Oh, please, what a thing to throw at me out of the...
I'm sorry.
What do I do in my spare time?
No. So, like, when you used to work in, like, job...
Wow.
Well, like,
me and Stevie first started... We know each other from university, and then we started making comedy together, and now we make this podcast. But when we first started doing comedy, we both had terrible jobs that we didn't like, and then we would come to Stevie's office when everyone had left the office.
Secretly, so my boss didn't see.
Do you think we can say where the office... We can even say this.
It was on Oxford Street.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the company.
No. It's gone under now. But we worked at Stevie. We went, and then so Stevie would finish her day job, and then we would come to Stevie's office and we'd rehearse in a meeting room.
Yeah.
And we would like to use the printer, like take people's snacks. Like, we'd be in the office till like midnight.
You don't know this. Twice I slept there.
Oh, Stevie.
It's because we'd have like a hot gig in like above a pub that no one would come and see. And then we would go back and like do some notes and do some. And I'd be like, well, I've got to be here in like 4 hours anyway. So only twice I slept on the sofa. Oh, my boss knew.
Oh, that's awful.
Anyway, they fired me. What? Go on.
So sometimes the 5 to 9 can be detrimental and bad
to mental health. And also, I think as well, you have this feeling that you have to be maximising all of your time, all of the time now.
Yes.
It has to be like, what? You want to spend your 5 to 9 chilling out after an 8-hour working day? You lazy, horrible girl. But actually, that is totally valid to do that. Because
it's
that's
a very
the whole point
millennial
of the working
thing
day.
To be like, what am I passion? Hey, I'm so incredibly busy all the time. You won't believe how busy I am. Says you. I slept at my desk. So, you know, you're guilty of it too.
That's just disgusting. That's not busy. That's just like, go home and watch,
But the other
mate.
Thing is this very millennial thing of being like, what are my hobbies? What are my passions? How can I monetize them?
How can I maximize it?
Oh, I'm on holiday. Oh, can I be tweeting about it? Oh, it's this like constant, there's no delineation. And so in the sort of turn of the century, journey back with
the
me,
1800s.
If you will, when they first started introducing like union laws and like the working,
It's really gone in a direction I didn't expect and I'm loving it.
Get ready for for the history tour, people. Turn of the century, when they made, when people were like, you can't just put us in the workhouse and work
18 hours a day.
Yeah. Like, this is absolutely outrageous. And like, labor was coming to power, and people were like, we should be a bit nicer to all the humans. They introduced the concept of the working week, the 5-day week, and they also introduced the idea that it was 8 hours work, 8 hours sleep, 8 hours play.
Okay.
And that was your... So we're quite good. We're not that great at the sleeping part. We're very good at the 8 hours work. And the 8 hours play is something that we let... That's the first thing to go.
Yeah.
You know? We're so absolutely. Much better at being like, but the work, but we're like, we should be putting as much attention into being like, but what do you do in those 8 hours of play?
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Because also the thing I have is, when I used to work in a job in the evening, if I did have like a free evening, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Mm. And I'd sort of like just waste it all the time. Or I don't know, like I'd feel quite like tense of got all this time in the evening.
It's a constant sense of like, oh, have I done enough?
Yeah.
And so firstly, you can all relax because you couldn't have done more with it this evening. Like, could we be smashing it in a nicer
We're
place?
We're smashing it. You're smashing it. Alexander Hamilton's smashing it at the West End. Like, everyone's having a great time.
So I think the first thing to work out is like, when is your personal five? Because you might be working night shifts, you might be freelance, you might be working all hours of the day. Who's to say, like, it's unlikely that you work a 9 to 5 traditional job. So work out when your 5 p.m. is, and then stick to it, and then be like, this is when I stop for the day.
Ignore the emails being like, oh, actually, I know you've stopped, but like, ignore that.
Just ignore and be like, this is the end of my working day, and this is the beginning of my 8 hours of hard play.
Hard play. Just very intense play.
Extremely intense play. I'm not enjoying it. No, just be like, this is, and learn to delineate between work and play. And this is, I put everything down, I turn my phone off, and I do something that's totally for me and for myself.
I think turning your phone off is probably like the first like practical thing of like, when you finish work, just stop being
just
on
stop.
Your phone. Just stop being on your phone. Like, although obviously it's difficult now because things like WhatsApp and stuff like that, you have to actually communicate with other people in order to know where you're going to do the hard play, you know?
Yeah, but once you're there, you're in the play.
You're in that. Yes, absolutely. Once you're immersed in the hard play, then turn your phone off. Is that the kind of rule that we're
That's
going
That's the
with?
Hard rule,
Great.
Yes.
Okay, lovely.
I went to James Bond's secret cinema in the summer, and I don't know if anyone's ever been to a
Name
secret
drop.
Cinema. Yeah, hello. But I don't know if anyone's ever been to secret cinema, but they take your phones away from you and they put them in like
it's
a locked
so
thing.
It's so liberating.
And there's something... apart from pretending to be like an assassin for a bit with some like out of work actors who are like
no they're very much in work because
oh,
they're
sorry,
performing
yeah,
at you and they're being paid very well to do
sorry,
it
sorry I forgot that part you know but like there's a lot of you being like where am I supposed to be and they're like well you're in Miami airport and you're like no I know that but please like where am I going like
where are the toilets I don't need to go to the toilet.
Understand my mission like please help and they're like I don't know madam which you're like you should go to Venice and I'm like
James Bond, famously an American franchise.
They were in Miami airport where no one would help you.
So annoying.
It was a really fantastic, it was a Casino Royale. It was amazing. But what's sort of most exciting about it is being surrounded by 1,000 people, none of whom have a phone. No one's taking any pictures or anything. No one's doing anything on their phone. People are just totally committed to it. And then you watch the movie afterwards and there's a genuine like visceral sense when people are like, where's my phone? Because everyone's like sat down to watch a movie and what they normally do is double screen and you get your phone out and you check for messages.
So bad.
And then everyone, you could feel people be like clenching in this huge cinema, being like, where's my phone?
How can I watch this movie if I'm not also watching my phone? Like,
yeah.
It's so bad, isn't it?
We're in a real mess. And I think we need to, you know, learn to be like, and now we put this in a locked bag.
Yeah,
you know?
I have to put my phone in another room when I watch a series that I'm really excited about watching. Like, I'm re-watching Homeland. I didn't realise I'd already watched it up until, like, halfway through. And then I was like, I am really good at guessing these plot points. I think he did it. Oh, he did. And then my boyfriend was like, you've watched it with me about 6 months ago. So that's my own personal
journey.
I'm so
unwell.
I'm so unwell. I'm just going to have to deal with that. But at the same time, like, I am, yeah, I'm on my phone. I didn't realise I was doing it until suddenly I keep being like, no, what? I've missed that. And he keeps, like, rewinding because you've looked at another screen. So I have to put my phone in the bedroom every single time I watch.
Yeah.
So annoying. But it sort of feels quite good to be, like, making a decision.
Yeah, because it's a real false economy of, like, oh, I'm doing 2 things at once. I'm actually extra busy and I'm actually getting everything done. You're not getting anything done. You're doing several things half-heartedly, all of them quite badly.
Yeah.
Just like put one
also,
down.
None of them necessary. Like, I'm looking at like goats fainting. It's like I could have done that, you know, at any point in the day.
Yeah.
But it is funny, and I would recommend a Goog.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
So, Fuzzy, we work that out. You work out when the end of the thing is. And then it's about being like, what am I going to do with my time? And it's about being prepared in advance and being like, this is what I what are my passions? What do I want to learn to do? What do I want to get into? Do I want to learn a hobby? Do I want to go to night school? Do I want to do any
start
of these
things? Start a podcast.
Do I want to start a podcast?
We start a podcast in our spare time. That is what we did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That we did that in our 5 to 9. Be like, what are the things that I... And if you're like, oh, I really don't know. It's like, okay, do you ever feel jealous when you see other people doing something? Do you ever feel like, oh, I used to love that when I was a kid and I don't do that anymore? Like, those are things to check.
Or do you feel like I'd love to do that, but it's not for me because I'm stupid?
Yeah,
for example.
Sure.
I'm sorry, at the moment I want to write a book and no one's asked me to write a book and no one wants me to write a book apart from me and my parents probably, and I've been using my like spare time to kind of like jot things down, but not about the book, just about like motivational slogans to get me to write the book. I think it's like the kind of pre-book planning.
Well, as
I bring up every single thing. Yeah.
The book thing has got absolutely out of
hand. It's got out of control.
But the thing is that nobody has ever asked anybody else
to do anything.
To do anything. Yeah. You don't have to, no one is ever going to give you permission ever in your life. No one's ever going to say, please, would you do this? No one even has thought about it.
It has to start somewhere.
You have to just do it. And also, apart from maybe like the guys on Queer Eye, who've all, to their credit, smashed out a book this year. They're all quite poor. And that was Netflix being like, let's get some sweet dollars.
What's the book about?
Well, they're
it's
each
like their lives. And stuff.
No, no, no. They've each done their own person. Do you watch Queer Eye?
The first season.
You've got your phone on, so you don't know.
No, the first season I did, and then
I've not
watched.
So Anthony's written a cookbook.
Of course he has.
And
all avocado based.
And Tan's is called Naturally Tan. Very good.
Yeah, it's good. Okay.
And it's about tucking in your shirt or some shit.
But
I don't
half.
Know. Yeah. And that's it. Every chapter is this that. Anyway, so they're all just like, so those are people who have been asked to make a book.
Yeah.
So like, you don't have to.
But look, we are like. I mean, those books don't sound fascinating to me. So actually, look, you've got to start somewhere. They probably created Queer Eye in their 5 to 9. Anyway.
The thing is, like, if you're personally thinking, like, oh, I wish I could do this thing, and you're waiting for permission or someone to ask you or encourage you, consider this to be me being like, do the thing, do it. I'd love to see it, please. That's for you and for everybody.
There's also lots of like, you know, when like the answer to most things I've found are like, start a hobby or like, take up a hobby. And, like, I don't know what a hobby is. I don't know what I want to do. What, like, I actually don't think I actually have a hobby. I don't know. Maybe I should get one. But a lot of people being like, yeah, start a hobby. But actually, the 5 to 9 is the perfect place to kind of explore just doing some fun stuff. Like, there's always like a netball team, or there's like yoga, or there's like a football team that play like, you know, on Saturday, or like, use that time to actually maybe like find out something you want to do that isn't work, so that when someone goes like, oh, what do? You say your job, and then they go, yeah, but what are you like into? And you're like, my job and drinking and being with my friends, because that's not a hobby. And I suppose it will help expand your mind and soul.
Yeah, I think if you also don't really know what your hobbies are or your passions, then just get in the habit of just saying yes to everything.
Yeah, have a
and
go.
And so if like somebody at work is like, do you want to do this thing after work, or do you want to join the company volleyball team, or do you want to go kayaking,
trying to think of hobbies,
and then your instinct is like, absolutely not, I want to go home and watch Homeland. Get in the habit of saying like, yes, please, even though you don't really want to.
Because you can just like not go again if you don't like
just
it.
Just go
the
and
thing.
See, and maybe it's maybe you actually do really like it, and maybe it turns out to be fun, and like just get in the habit of saying yes. And when the things are on the notice board, being like someone in the company has started a book club, and then normally the things that you're like boring, not going. If that's the sort of person you are, then get in the habit of being like I am going to it as a challenge to yourself, and so get in that habit of saying yes to stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. And there's a cool like comedians football practice, and there's some girls in it that I know, but I'm too frightened to do it because I'm scared that I'm so bad. So I'm sorry, I bought a ball, and in my 5 to 9, my boyfriend teaches me how to play football.
Oh, that's
the other day I kicked it so hard I kicked it into a man who wasn't my boyfriend, and a dog played with me. It was great.
Can your boyfriend play football?
Like quite a lot of men who've grown up playing it in the playground.
Did he have county trials, but then he busted his knee, so he couldn't
do it? Oh, absolutely not, no.
He
no.
was going to play for Liverpool, but...
That's literally my dad. No, you're just describing my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he literally busted his knee and was supposed to play for Liverpool School. How did you know that?
It's because it's every boy's story in the
it
bar.
Is. Oh, yeah. But
tell them what your dad does instead.
He's a drummer.
Yeah, but for PJ and Duncan.
I mean, that was a long time ago, obviously. And for Peter Andre as well, but that's, again, a long time ago. But that was his passion, and he turned his passion into a... It was his 5 to 9, because he was basically supposed to be like a track and field athlete or a footballer, and he started playing drums in his spare time, because he was like, this is fun. And then he was like, I throw up every time before a game because I'm so frightened. So then he decided to do drumming. So actually, that is quite a good 5 to 9 story.
It's a perfect one.
Oh, my God. But anyways, yeah, so now...
So you must go.
I will. No, I'm going to. So in like I'm going for like my new year resolution is to join the team, but I've got a good sort of 3 months of training. I need to work on my striking, my passing, and when the ball comes to me, what I do. That's the main three things I'll be working
my
on.
My nightmare is walking through a park and then a group of cool lads, a ball comes near me.
I know what you're gonna say.
And then the lads are like, oh yeah, and then I have to like head it back to them.
No one needs you to head it.
They
you don't know. You can just do a roll. Or you could just do like
nobody wants you to roll a ball like a bowling ball.
Yeah, you can. Everybody should be like that girl. Thank you for all they're focusing on is the ball. They're not being like, how will the girl give us the ball back?
I'm sweating even thinking about it.
Yeah, I've got very hot thinking about it.
Anyway, I really hope you go to football.
I'm really going to. I'll probably go once and I'll be too frightened and leave. But as long as I've done it, then I've like done it. But yeah, it's
say yes.
I am. I'm in the process of it. I just need to prep before the yes happens.
No, just go this weekend.
Oh, no, I'm so bad.
No, just go.
I don't want to.
That's the thing. You do want to.
No, I do, but I want to go at least knowing I can pass it, throw it, kick it, or I don't scream whenever it comes to me.
I think, honestly, you just got to jump in the water. Get to the boat. No, like you just gotta like
for the sake of this section of the podcast, I absolutely will.
Great. Okay. The next one is about like getting your social gaming gear. So if you personally think that you, if nobody at your office is inviting you to the drinks or the volleyball or the,
because they're all dickheads,
or the kayaking, be like, oh look, I guess it's got to be me that's got to be social Susan, and I've got to be the one in charge. So
oh, as in no one's doing. I thought like everyone was having a fun time and they're just not inviting you. I was like,
oh no.
Be social Susan somewhere else because they're horrible.
No. I mean like nobody in your office
is doing anything.
Well, at the end of the day, everyone just goes home. No one ever says like, hey, do you want to go for a drink? Hey, should we go on the Gordon's line? No one ever like,
let's start a football team.
Let's start
an
a football
office
team.
One.
No one ever suggests anything fun. Then you just have to take that on yourself. Rather than, I saw this great quote the other day that was like, stop waiting for the cavalry and realize you're already riding a horse.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's relatable. You will love Hamilton. Genuinely.
I was like, yeah, it's nice. It's basically like, stop waiting for your own hero. Stop waiting for someone to show up and save you. Be like, oh shit, like, I can do it.
I'll invite some. Yeah, it's like that time I was like, I've never been on, because I don't really go on holiday with friends. And I was like, this is on Instagram, everyone's always like, I'm in Berlin with my 17 friends. I'm like, I want someone to invite me to Berlin. I can just invite. Would you like to come to Berlin?
I'd love to come to Berlin.
Do it.
I don't want to come to Berlin.
No.
No, I do. I'd love
it's
to
actually
come
quite cool. But yeah, no, I've started...
But that's the thing, like, be that person. Be take the control. Be like, hey, guys, stick it on the notice board at work and say, like, hey, would everyone like to come and do this? Like, you got to take that initiative.
Yeah, actually, when I was in my job, we were all complaining because there was no... Because we, like, all the other jobs seem to have, like, we've got yoga on Sundays and then, like, there's cake bakes or whatever. And so we created some little things and then, like, just me and my friend turned up and no one else. Just me and my mate doing doing yoga in a room. But it's actually quite nice.
But that's the thing, is like, doesn't matter, like, that's on them, you know, it's not on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
you still, it's more fun, if anything.
Yeah, exactly. You were there, you know, you that's there, that's on them, you know, like, you take that initiative, you go for it.
Absolutely.
And also, like, and if you have got a friend in the world, then rope them in.
First,
to whatever.
Congratulations.
Firstly, well done you. And secondly, like, rope them into whatever it is that you want to do. And then you've got a buddy and you've got somebody that is going to hold you to it, because they're like, why didn't you show up to yoga today? You know, why didn't you do this thing that we promised we were going to do in the evenings? And make sure that you, you know, if you want to organize, like, all your friends getting together, and like, everyone who lives in London knows you have to schedule it in with a doodle poll, like, for 2020. And then and then nobody shows up. So just be like, this is happening on Thursday. You invite as many people as you can, and you're like, this is happening. And rather than asking people, like, can you do this? Can you do this? Just, like, take that initiative and be like, it's happening, you know?
Also, I found as well, like, booking in advance. So, like, my boyfriend wanted to do archery because he's a cool guy, like Robin Hood. And really was interested in it. And he was just doing, like, what's the word? Like, booking a class and then going, booking a class and then going. So then he basically just didn't go loads until he, like, pre-booked loads of them. So it's like, well, I spent all this money. It's sort of like the idea of, like, the gym membership, well, I've paid, so I have to go. So, like, give yourself a bit of a, not, it's not really a deadline, is it? But it's like, give yourself a reason that if you don't go, you'll be like, oh, I've just wasted like £25. Like, that
exactly
will kind of hold you to account if you can't go with someone else. That I found that useful.
Yes.
Because then I just feel like a horrible person. If I'm just guilt-tripping myself, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Your friends are accountable, the money's accountable. If guilt is your motivator, then at least it's a motivator, you know?
Absolutely.
Signing up to do a course of something, even if you're like, I absolutely hate this. You're still like, well, we're in the course now. You know, this is what I do on a Tuesday.
And also, if you're like, well, I'm not going to start a hobby because I want to relax, that's, like I said at the start, that's absolutely fine as well. But I think it's very important to kind of, like, almost plan your relaxing time. And it's like in a fun way, like a daydream way. So you're like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this curry from this recipe book. Okay, and so I have to get all the ingredients in it. So actually put some time into your relaxation, other than just being like, well, I'm at home, what more do you want? Because that's quite boring sometimes, and you can feel like you've wasted your day. But actually, you don't have to, like, do anything particularly intellectual. You can just, like, have a nice time, but you kind of need to know what you're doing before you do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe not. Maybe that's just me.
No.
I'm a very chilled out woman.
I think absolutely it does make sense. I think it's about being like, I'm relaxing, but what you listed there was like, oh, I'm cooking, oh, I'm learning to make this curry, like, oh, I'm doing these things. And so I think it's about
sort of doing things.
It's not getting home, then sort of like being like, oh, what are all the things I was supposed to do? And
just
then it's
scrolling,
like,
on my, because I can scroll on my phone for 3 hours, fine. And then you feel disgusting and awful when you've done that. And also then you're just looking at other people who are smashing their 5 to 9 and being like, they've got a netball tournament. Oh, they all seem to be rambling in a farm together. Like, oh my God. So then you could start feeling bad about yourself and thinking that you're lazy and stuff. But actually, you know, it's basically, you just have to, like, try and find as many ways as possible to get off your phone. That's essentially what the key to having a good 5 to 9 is.
Yeah.
I think it sort of is, isn't it? Which is quite sad, but also true.
It is. It's true. It's about sort of realizing that it feels like everyone else is having an incredible time, and, like, how do they find out about all these things, and where do they learn to do this stuff? But they,
like, boat.
They started. But firstly, you guys made it as far as this, so well done. And, like, and also, people began in the same place that it feels like you did, where they thought, oh, what am I, how's everyone else doing this thing? And so somebody had to take that, you know, on the cool trips to Berlin, somebody still had to be the catalyst of that, and it might as well be you, you know?
Yeah.
Not quote Emma Watson at the UN.
every day.
If I must. But she's, you know, if not now, when? If not me, who?
Is that what she said? That's lovely.
She also said, what's this little Harry Potter girl doing up here speaking at the UN? Like that.
Oh, she put on a voice and everything.
That's her normal voice. It's a phenomenal impression. It's like she was in the room. I hate Emma Watson.
Do you? She's so great. Look, she's not here. No, she is. She's at the back.
Well, she's so small. She's so small.
She's done some great things. You can't just hate. I mean, that's not. I didn't feel like this is an avenue I don't want to go down.
She went to a school round the corner from me.
There we go. Here we go.
Oh, the nub of it. And obviously they did those, like, open castings for Hermione, and they came to my school. And I remember like sticking my teeth out so far in front because Hermione had the buck teeth and everything, and like coming to school with my hair really big. Anyway, and then Emma Watson got it and it's fine.
Did you audition?
So yeah, of course I did.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I completely understand your sort of Emma Watson jealousy there. I get
yeah.
it now.
Well, they came to schools. Like they came
not
and, like,
my school.
Oh.
A Northern State school. They didn't want to come there.
They didn't go there.
They didn't go and get you. Because of all the knives. No, it's a lovely school. But it was Northern, so that was the end.
Oh, I just like, they just made everybody like line up in the hall, basically. And then it was just like 100 girls. This woman, I remember this incredibly glamorous London woman came in these like really high heels and did this like, she'd like look in your face and then she'd be like, thank you.
Oh, this is an awful way to treat children.
Yeah. And then she'd be like, you with me. And so you like, oh God, I feel sick even thinking about it. And then like everyone was trying to do a face that was like the most Hermione face they could imagine. And like trying to be like, I know about magic with their eyes and being like, Wingardium Leviosa, you know, like trying to do all the stuff.
What did she do to you?
Oh, obviously, no thank you. But nobody got it, obviously, from my school. But like, it felt like, oh, well, that was a stupid day. Like, of course, no, she wasn't going to find us. And then the fact that that woman found Emma two schools down was just, you know,
it's hard to take, isn't it? It's hard to take.
Anyway, good luck at the UN, Emma.
That's what she's done with her 5 to 9. And frankly, I think she's wasting her time.
But I think the thing stands, which is, if not now, when? And if not me, who?
Well, my sister did a great 5 to 9 thing. She, like, changed the law on upskirting recently. Yeah, she's amazing. And that was, she had an advertising job, and that's what she spent her time. I mean, she was exhausted. I would say maybe, like, go in soft rather than going straight in hard with a law change, because that was, yeah, she was getting up at all hours. It was horrific. But you can achieve in your 5 to 9.
Well, I think with so many things in life, like, and again, like, find the personal balance for you. But if you're working towards a particular deadline or finishing something, then it's like, throw yourself in. Like,
why not?
You know, life is about sort of like smashing into the end, being like, holy shit, you know.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, rather than being like, I'm rested. Death, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, like, do it. Like, go do the thing. Like, stay up all night, finish it. If it's your passion and that's what you want to do, like, go right ahead, go and do it.
I love that. That's quite a nice point to sort of end things on.
Yes, also, I think we're heading into this extreme darkness.
Here we go.
Under this bridge.
God, Festival Pier.
London is so beautiful.
Thank you so much
for coming. Thank you, Gordons, for having us. It's so beautiful out here. And the whole of Gordon's line is all about saying, you know, take a moment and enjoy. And just no matter how shit a day you've had at work, just be like, oh, wow, like, I'm on a boat and it's cruising down the Thames and London looks incredible. And
yeah.
And I'm here, you know?
And also do follow us at Nobody Panic Pod, I should say that.
Oh, yes.
And hashtag the Gordon's Line if you want to do any Instagramming or, you know, tweeting and whatever, or at Gordon's Gin UK. Thank you so much to Gordon's. Thank you so much to you. We've been Nobody Panic.
And have an amazing night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.